I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State of West Africa, also known as Boko Haram, strikes again.
Nigerian media is saying it's the worst Boko Haram attack since 2013.
Details are still coming in, but Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says what they do know so far is troubling.
At least some of the attackers were wearing Nigerian military uniforms, which they used to lure victims, you know, hey, come follow us, you'll be safe over here, and then opening fire on those victims.
Boko Haram specifically targets Christians as well as other religious minorities in their quest to take over northern Nigeria.
When you think about an attack like this, your natural response would be, I think, fear and discouragement. And so as we pray for encouragement and we pray against that fear, I think that's a real ministry.
So why is sharing the gospel such a big deal? Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
First of all, of course, Jesus said, go and preach the good news, the gospel, to all people everywhere. That's his commandment.
However, sometimes there's a disconnect. And this disconnect happens when Christians think they're sharing the gospel, when they're actually not.
We built a bridge with the things we're doing to meet all kinds of people's needs. But did we cross the bridge? The purpose of building a bridge is to cross it. And you cross it to be able to plant the gospel in somebody's heart. The greatest sin against the gospel is to not deliver the gospel.
To help, Ron Hutchcraft has an ebook called Bringing Back the Gospel. You find the link to that, plus the stories you've just heard at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Go to missionnews.org to sign up for your copy. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.